We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, beloved viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Garay, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tipiracoa, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SA, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguazo, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazo, in Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná, in Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service on MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, channel 21 on Khan Aktail Cable TV, in Edenet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tengel Cable TV, and channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sukhbatursi Ling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols, in Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System, in Tla, channel 14, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island. Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. in Panghu County Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Jiayi County Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and in Jiayi City Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom allocates extra funding for 5,000 homes. In humanitarian news, non-profit organizations of three nations collaborate to build schools in Ho Lạc of Vietnam. In veg news, plant-based fare increases in popularity in the Philippines. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March the 6th, is the Independence Day of Ghana, observing its autonomy achieved in 1957. Adjacent to the Gulf of Guinea between Togo and Côte d'Ivoire in West Africa, Ghana has a rich cultural heritage. The Asante traditional buildings near Kumasi in south-central Ghana reflect the renowned Asante people and are a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural World Heritage Site. Traditionally made by the Asante and Ewe of Ghana and nearby countries, the uniquely woven kente cloth is well known internationally. It is not only beautiful but symbolic, as the variety of designs are filled with different meanings. We wish the creative Ghanaian people a fantastic Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News update from Haiti. Nearly 2 months after the January 12th earthquake that shattered Port-au-Prince and surrounding regions, the Haitian government has begun the slow process of comprehensive reconstruction, with international aid donors collaborating to help the population recover.
Meanwhile, an acute need remains for basic emergency supplies as hundreds of thousands of Haitians remain crammed in tent camps, jobless and dependent on international aid for their basic living needs. Lacking adequate shelter, many survivors, including the injured, have been drenched in the first heavy rains and unsanitary conditions. As our association's relief team member, who is also a medical doctor, observed.
What we're now seeing is people coming with a lot of fevers, like typhoid fever, malaria, and infections of different kinds. And I think part of this is because so many people have lost their homes in the earthquake. A lot of people are living in the streets or are living in crowded tents. A lot of people don't have any accommodation at all. They're just living outside.
Upon knowing of the people's dire conditions, Supreme Master Ching Hai on March 3rd donated an additional $40,000 specifically to purchase more tents for the homeless, bringing her total relief contribution to $134,000. With further donations from her worldwide association members, the combined $468,000 in donated funds could obtain $16.7 million in needed supplies if purchased in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living.
To date, some hundreds of tents have been distributed, with thousands more on the way. In addition, relief team members of our association have continued to arrive, with most covering their own travel expenses. According to their areas of expertise, the team has been offering surgical and medical care, as well as delivering pain medication, per Supreme Master Ching Hai's request for the many wounded.
I think the Haitian people are amazing. They're a very dignified people, they're a very patient people, and they seem to have an inner joy that has not been extinguished by the recent earthquake and by the terrible trauma that they've suffered. It's a great privilege to help them at this time.
with many of our association team members being chefs and cooks in vegan restaurants by profession, the nutritional needs of thousands of Haitians are also being met as the team works together with the Adventiste Hospital kitchen staff in Carrefour to prepare safe, immunity-boosting vegan meals for the entire hospital.
La nourriture joue un rôle majeur pour les patients parce qu'il y a beaucoup de patients qui sont ici et qui n'ont pas trouvé, qui n'ont pas d'argent pour pouvoir acheter de la nourriture, mais quand ils en trouvent ça, ça leur fait du bien. Les travailleurs aussi, j'adore ça, parce que quand on consomme des végétaux, des fruits, ça nous procure la santé.
El trabajo de ustedes es muy importante porque nos mantienen a nosotros saludables. Tenemos salud y energía para trabajar con los pacientes.
Thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai's support, our association's relief team has also been able to serve other clinics, as well as another hospital and several outdoor campsites. One of the kitchen team members shares more details.
This is our cooking team. There are about 10 of us working very in the rush hour. Every vegetable we use is fresh. We are focusing in vegan food, so we added more protein to help patients get more healthy and healing faster. Everybody put all the energy, they care, they love into the food that they make. Every day we cook 150 pounds of rice and 150 pounds of beans. And we have to pick all the raw from beans and rice, and we wash it really carefully with water. When we started this program a month ago, there were only 500 meals a day, but now the number keeps increasing, around 3,000 meals a day, lunch and dinner.
The patients all live in the tent, and it's really, really compact. The situation is really bad because the weather, like, it just raining yesterday, and all the patients, like, their clothing is really, really wet, and they did not have any food at all. They're just waiting for us to go out and serve them 2 meals a day, and they really appreciate what we do for them.
We thank all the governments, organizations, and volunteers who are supporting the quake affected in Haiti. Our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring aid, as well as to our association's relief team for their ongoing efforts. With prayers for the resiliency and steady recovery of the kind Haitian people, may the day come soon when such tragic events subside through our gentler treatment of nature and our co-inhabitants.
Earthquakes rocked Chile, Indonesia, Colombia, and Vanuatu. On Wednesday, March 3, the southern American country of Colombia was rattled by two quakes measuring 4.3 and 5.2 on the Richter scale, striking fear amongst residents in the western and central northern regions. That same day, three aftershocks shook central Chile with their strong magnitudes of 5.9, 6.0 and 6.1, raising panic that more buildings might collapse as the nation continues to reel from the deadly 8.8 magnitude quake that hit on February 27.
The next morning, Indonesia was shaken by two separate quakes, one of 5.3 magnitude on Java Island and a 5.2 magnitude tremor in North Sulawesi province. Also on Thursday, a 6.4 magnitude tremor struck off the coast of the Pacific island of Vanuatu. There have fortunately been no reports of serious damage or injuries from any of these events.
Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-affected regions. We pray that such traumatizing events and their potential dangers are minimized as we step together in kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
This is a space where kids can grow in a healthy environment.
Acclaimed singer Shakira helps launch initiative to aid young children. Representing the non-profit Alas Foundation, Grammy award-winning Colombian celebrity Shakira has offered support to a $300 million project co-sponsored by the World Bank and Columbia University's Earth Institute to help young Latin American and Caribbean children. Over the next 2 years, the Early Childhood Initiative, an investment for life, will provide assistance through a combination of loans and grants, along with expert consultations that implement child development policies to boost nutrition and healthcare.
Addressing international ambassadors present at the project's inauguration, the renowned artist and humanitarian said, "If we want to build a better world, we have to give children the chance to improve their lives, no matter where they are born or how difficult their circumstances. By giving every child a fair start in life, we are improving our collective future."
Kudos and Providence bless Shakira, Alas Foundation, World Bank and Columbia University for your work together in bringing hope and opportunity to children. Surely with such shining stars as yours, they will be graced with limitless doors to health, love and happiness.
Northern Ireland campaigns to reduce alcohol for women. The country's Public Health Agency, or PHA, has launched a campaign to raise awareness in women about the link between alcohol consumption and breast cancer, thus offering motivation to reduce the damaging habit of drinking. International research has clearly shown that alcohol consumption leads to increased risk of breast cancer, with higher amounts correlated with higher incidence. Dr. Carolyn Harper, PHA Director of Public Health, said that the campaign thus hopes to convey the message that reducing alcohol will reduce the corresponding risk of breast cancer. Thank you, Dr. Harper, Public Health Agency and Northern Ireland, for this constructive campaign to safeguard women's health. May more and more be protected through the wise choice of alcohol-free living.
Report shows alcohol restrictions improve lives. A study conducted in Halls Creek, Western Australia, found that police calls, violence and hospital admissions dropped significantly within 8 months of implementing a measure that banned mid- and full-strength alcohol sales. The report showed that in fact police calls and hospital admissions were reduced by half in just 3 months, and that violence and drink-driving incidents also decreased. Bravo, Halls Creek, Australia, and what wonderful news! We look forward to seeing many more towns and cities enacting similar bans of such harmful substances to improve individual lives and community tranquility.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Mediterranean Union names first Secretary General. Inaugurated on Thursday, March 4th in Barcelona, Spain, Ahmed Massadeh, who is also the former Jordanian ambassador to the European Union, will lead the new 43-member state Mediterranean Union, which includes the entire European Union, as well as nations in Northern Africa, the Balkans, and the Arab world.
In what has been called a diplomatic accomplishment, the Secretary-General's six assistants will include a Palestinian caring for environmental matters, working alongside an Israeli who oversees higher education and research. The four others are nationals of Turkey, Greece, Malta and Italy. During his swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Massadeh stated, "I will do all I can to ensure that this body promotes growth and security on both sides of the Mediterranean Union."
Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate you on your new role. May your leadership foster the utmost understanding and peace across all countries in the Mediterranean Union.
save our planet. Climate change to bring more intense tropical storms. A study by the United Nations World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, has analyzed 4 years of peer-reviewed research on the ocean storms that are known as hurricanes in the Atlantic and typhoons in Asia. Using a mid-range forecast of 2.8 degrees Celsius temperature rise for global warming, the WMO research forecasts future storms with more powerful winds and higher amounts of rainfall.
Moreover, some areas would likely see big jumps in the number of severe weather patterns. The WMO also reported that these findings were consistent with ones published in 2007 by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, noting the likelihood of more intense cyclones with additional rainfall and higher wind speeds.
United Nations World Meteorological Organization scientists, we sincerely appreciate your careful work that alerts the public to the likelihood of such perilous extreme weather. Let us join in wholehearted efforts toward planet-protecting lifestyles to ensure a stable home for future generations.
Expressing her concern, as she has on many occasions, for humanity's plight, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of such intensifying weather extremes during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
If we look around, we can see the growing frequencies and strength of disasters everywhere. Flood events worldwide are now 3 times higher than in the 80s. In 2008, there were 40 Category 5 storms, the most ever recorded, including the Atlantic, India and Bangladesh, and in the Philippines. It takes just one Category 4 or 5 storm to destroy a major city. Just one. These are truly almost always the consequences of humans' violent actions. The number one action is meat-eating. We can stop the disasters, make them go away, for good, forever, if all of us switch to the organic vegan diet. Pray it be so.
Save our planet. World Environment Ministers collaborate to curb climate change. Environment ministers and other dignitaries from 100 different countries reached a landmark agreement at a recent United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, conference held in Bali, Indonesia, when they voted to integrate several existing accords to halt pollution and global warming.
Participants at the meeting, which was the largest since the Copenhagen conference in December 2009, signed the Nusa Dua Declaration, which highlights the urgency of acting now to halt global warming as well as protect biodiversity and advance green economies. UNEP Executive Director Achim Steiner commended the accord, saying the ministers responsible for the environment have spoken with a clear, united and unequivocal voice.
Our heartfelt thanks, Executive Director Steiner, Your Excellencies and United Nations Environment Programme, for your unwavering efforts to protect our planet at this vulnerable time. May everyone embrace harmonious lifestyles that allow all beings on Earth to thrive.
Save Our Planet. In U Lạc, Vietnam, over 1,000 volunteers from universities and secondary schools around Hanoi participate in a clean-up project to restore the natural environment of the Tô Lịch River.
Save Our Planet. The African nations of Sierra Leone, Mauritania, Senegal, Guinea-Bissau, Gambia and Guinea unanimously adopt a plan to save their nation's mangroves, which offer critical protection to coastal ecosystems.
Save Our Planet. With more than 50 people in France who lost their lives to recent storm Xynthia, environmentalists warn that coastal retaining walls are in urgent need of repair as more intense storms are anticipated with continued global warming.
Save Our Planet. The Yellow River Conservancy Commission of China is designated as the recipient of the 2010 Lee Kuan Yew Water Prize for its decade of innovative contribution to water management for the nation's second longest river.
Hello, I'm Caring the Kangaroo and this is my son, Baby Joey.
Hi friends, we're here with the tip of the day. Oh, and Mum and I are both vegan.
Internet safety is important for children.
That's right Mum, I remember you told me about it.
Would you like to tell our caring viewers what we were talking about?
Yes, sure. Mum said never to give out private information online, like your name, address, telephone number or school name to anyone you don't personally know.
Yes, and it's also a good idea to keep the computer in a family room so you will be able to easily monitor your child's computer activity.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
In good governance news, the United Kingdom provides extra funding for 5,000 homes. Housing Minister the Right Honourable Mr. John Healey said, the additional, more than $448 million will help increase the supply of affordable housing across the nation. It will also support the building industry, safeguarding and creating jobs. This includes an estimated 2,800 new apprenticeships. In total, the government has allocated approximately $3.2 billion to home building since June 2009. Our sincere appreciation to the Right Honourable Mr. John Healey and the United Kingdom government for your dedication to the citizens of the nation. May all people be granted safe, warm, and loving homes on a sustainable planet.
In humanitarian news, nonprofits plan to construct schools in Olac or Vietnam in 2010. Overseas, Japanese, and United States charities will work together to provide approximately 20 educational facilities for underprivileged communities in the Southeast Asian nation. The $500,000 project will be undertaken by the Vietnam Assistance for the Handicapped, the Health and Education Volunteers of the U.S., and the Asian Education and Friendship Association, Japan, which has also funded, along with the Japanese Nippon Foundation, 43 schools that the organizations have built since 2005. Our heartfelt gratitude, Vietnam Assistance for the Handicapped, the Health and Education Volunteers of the U.S., the Asian Education and Friendship Association Japan, and the Nippon Foundation, for your praiseworthy endeavor. May all children have the best of educational opportunities on a flourishing earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Philippine citizens increasingly enjoy delicious vegetarian fare. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more gracious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, noble news for a greater world. In veg news, plant-based food increases in popularity in the Philippines. A number of meat-free restaurants in Manila serve a variety of delectable fare. The specialties of the nation are included in the menu, using ingredients such as tofu, textured vegetable protein, and bean curd skin. The eateries are located in various parts of this capital city, including shopping malls. Vegetarian cooking classes are also offered. Bravo, the Philippines, on your wonderful support of the earth-saving, compassionate diet. May all people discover how delicious and nutritious it is for the body, mind, and spirit to adopt the diet of kindness.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. Save 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Please join us for a joke told in Ndebele entitled Emergency Landing.
Ngesikhathi ngifundela ukwehlisa indiza nxa sekulengozi, ngabuza umbonisi wami ukuthi ngayibamba kanjani indiza nxa ingozi ithe yavela ebusuku. Wathi kimi, ngokufanayo, ulungiselele ukundiza ngokugcweleyo. Undize udinge indawo yokuhlalisa indiza yakho. Ungakayihlalisi indiza, ulayithe ilayithi elikhanyisa indlela. Ma ungathanda uza kubona, uqhubeke uyihlalise indiza. Uma ungathanda uza kubona, uvele ucime ilayithi lelo elakukhanyisa indlela.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Recently, I bought a mobile phone. My main purpose is to watch Supreme Master Television. However, I cannot watch Supreme Master Television through my mobile phone. Please provide service for mobile phones so all interested people can watch Supreme Master TV at any place and at any time. Yours sincerely, Miss Yao from Macau.
Caring Miss Yao, we appreciate hearing from you. It is possible to access Supreme Master Television through your mobile phone. Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mobile. There is also a link for instructions on that page. Wishing you enjoyable and convenient viewing. With divine light to you and the energetic people of Macau.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign ministry delegates from German and Azerbaijan acknowledge the value of their country's collaborations, affirming continued work together in such areas as science and education to further strengthen bilateral ties.
Arab League chief Amr Moussa announces the support of member nations for indirect Palestinian-Israeli talks in solidarity with US efforts to revive the peace process.
An ultraviolet water purifier developed by American designer student Olivia Bleschmidt is shaped as a stir stick and can be used on a glass-by-glass basis to obtain affordable and eco-friendly drinking water.
Israel and Syria approved the transfer of 10,000 tons of apples grown by Syrian farmers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights to help improve the growers' income through their sales.
Delegates from Singapore and the Jordan agree to activate a joint free trade agreement that will increase cooperation between the two countries.
The cities of Toussaint and Roubaix in northern France serve vegetarian lunches at their school cafeterias, an option that also satisfies halal guidelines for their Muslim students.
Legislators in Wisconsin, USA, introduce a bill to safeguard the welfare of both youths and animals by imposing stringent penalties for animal cruelty that is either carried out in front of a child or that causes a child to mistreat an animal.
In a gesture indicating a further advancement in their cordial relations, Iraq appoints Mohammed Hussein Bar al-Ulum as ambassador to Kuwait, filling the post for the first time since 1990.
American actor Neil Patrick Harris narrates the PBS Channel documentary Through a Dog's Eyes that explores the training and connection between devoted service dogs and their human companions.
Spanish Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation Miguel Ángel Morichinos, whose country also holds the European Union presidency, visits with Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev, who both affirm the priority of their diplomatic relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.